This Shmiras Aloshin Shir is Liluy Nishmas Riva Bas Shmuel, in memory of Riva Bas Shmuel by her son, dedicated in memory of by her son, Michal Klein. And the learning that we do, and the Shmiras Aloshin that comes out, should be Aliyah for her neshama. We are picking up from the pasuk in Kohelet that says, "Kol Asher Timso Yodcho La'asois." We are at the end of the Hakdama of the Sefer Shmiras Aloshin. And we've been discussing the different tainas, the different excuses that the Yetzer Hara will tell a person why not to learn Shmiras Aloshin, why not to be Zohir in what we say and what we listen to. And he continues and quotes from the Gemara in Soita, Daf Mem Beis, V'lachein kivin shlom melech alav shalom b'kohelis v'amar, kol asher timsa yodcha la'asayis b'choychecha asay. Whatever you can do, whatever is in your capability, make sure you accomplish it, make sure you do it. Come to teach us. Even if you think, you know what? I won't have the ability to finish everything, to finish the mitzvah in all its details. Nonetheless, Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech, is telling us, do what you can do. If everyone had the mindset in this world, I won't be able to finish, we wouldn't have the inventions, we wouldn't have the vaccines, who knows what we wouldn't have? We wouldn't have First Seder. Of course, there's more life in First Seder. The Second Seder also. Okay? Now, we learn from our Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, "Oz then Yavdil Moshe separated Sholish Arim, three cities." Shaydil lano akos of Davarzeh. The Torah is coming to emphasize this point. She'af alpish ein Sholish shebeiva hayarden kol tois. Even though for the Ari Miklot, the cities of refuge, to function, all of the wires have to be plugged in, which means that all of the cities have to be functioning, all six Ari Miklot. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. So what would it help for him to set up and establish the three Be'evar Yarden, the three Ari Miklot, cities of refuge, on one side of the Jordan? How would that help? However, this is exactly what we're being told. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. Kol Asher Timsa Yodcha La'asayis B'choycha Chasay. Anything that whatever you can do, do it anyway. Even though, until Yeshua's time, the other three will be established, and then all six will be functioning. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu doing this? No. Whatever he can do, you do. He knows, Moshe knew he won't enter Eretz Yisrael. Whatever I can do, I will do. It's a tremendous chizuk for every aspect of life. A person should not let the Yetzer Hara get to him and say, don't do that mitzvah, you won't be able to finish it. Don't do that maisa chesed. Don't start the sefer. You know why? You know, people, I want to tell you something. I know I'm not doing this just for the plug to come to learn. But do that also. It's not a bad thing to plug to come to encourage people to come to learn. People say to me, you know, what happens if I can't come every day? I can't come every day. Or I can't come for all 3 hours of the day. I tell them, let me ask you a question. Let's say I invite you to my house, and I give you a 5-course meal. I wine and dine you. Whatever you like. Sushi, I give you sushi. You like vegetable soup, chicken, matzo, whatever you like. That's just the beginning. Okay? You want roast beef, corned beef, hot corned beef, not just the deli. You know, the real deal. Gravy, all 9 yards. Okay? Not just like in the fancy picture books, you know, when you see like this massive plate with two little things on it, you know, and it sells for like, you know, $45, you know what I'm saying? You're like, it's delicious. You know, it's like the emperor's new clothes. Yeah, everybody says it's so delicious. You come back, I'm a little hungry. Well, when did you finish eating? Well, 20 minutes ago. You know, there's no food in the plate, that's why. I give you it all. But you come here, you tell me, in the mashal now, I only have time to eat 3 courses. So what are you going to say? Don't eat anything? That's ridiculous. Yeah, it's a 5-course meal, a 6-course meal, right? So you get what you can get. Chatoi v'chol, you take what you can take. So too when it comes to learning, when it comes to any mitzvah. You can't come every day? Fine, so you don't come every day. You come when you can come. Imagine a person says, you know, I can't come every day, so he doesn't come at all. So then he looks back. What did I learn? No, I don't know. But my schedule clears up. That's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Don't say, when I can't, I will. We know how it all works. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us specifically in regards to Shmiras HaLashon. Don't listen to this Yetzer Hara. Whatever you can do, kol ma shebekoich lasos eseh. Whatever you can do, do. Kol zeh b'yarnei bezos Hashem yisbarach. We explain this with Hashem's help. Ma shomer be'ovos derav nosan. That which it says in the ovos derav nosan. Shelo laharechek mimida shein lekitzva. Don't distance yourself from an attribute that seems to be never ending. Whatever you can do, you do. It ends over there in the Ovis Derav Nosan, Mimalacha Shein Lekmira, from a malacha that does not have an end, Hainulin in Torah. Because Torah is endless. There's no such thing as learning enough. I learned today, finished, not going to learn anymore. Kukinamucha Shom Yam Moshe Shevi Al Zeh Ein Shom. For further elaboration, look in the Ovis Derav Nosan. With that, yes. Well, here he's discussing two different nekudas. One point is that is the Midah Shein LaKitzva is the attribute, the character traits. The Ein LaKitzva means that a person might say, how can I protect myself from not speaking Lashon Hara? It seems like it's just beyond capability. I can't. Who really can say? No, I'm asking for a show of hands. Who can really say, I don't speak Lashon Hara? That's what he's saying. Don't listen to such a Yetzer Hara. And when it discusses Malacha Shein LaKitzva, Gemira, that refers to Torah, but Torah is never ending. The Torah is never ending. There's always more Torah. This has further elaboration looking up at Rav Nosson. Veda, we have to understand, we have to know. The Chomash Kasavnu B'Sefer Zeh, everything we've said in the Sefer, meaning Goydel HaZehirus, Mi'ovan Lashon Hara, regards to the Goydel HaZehirus, the tremendous need to be Zohir and careful for the Chait of Lashon Hara, Hainu L'mishahu Adayim B'Chlal HaMisecha. That's in regards to someone who's still in the category was called Amisecha. Amisecha means he's a Shem B'Toyer Mitzvahs. Our Baisen HaNoshim, HaKoifim B'Toyer Hashem. But with those people who are Koifim B'Toyer Hashem, who deny the Torah of Hashem, Afilu Rak Bois Achas, even with one Ois, one letter. V'Hamaligim Medivri Chazal, and they are Malig, they scorn, they mock the words of Chazal. Mitzvah lefarsem daitem. It's a mitzvah to publicize the daitem hakoyzevis leini akol ulaganoisim. It's a mitzvah. I want to clarify what he's saying here. It's a mitzvah to publicize their incorrect ways of life in front of everyone and to disgrace these people also. Please not run out and start screaming on the Montgomery Avenue. Kedei shelo yilmedu. Why should we megane them? Why should we mevaze them? So that other people should not learn mimaisim haraim from their evil actions and then get pulled into their trap. This last paragraph is a difficult one to understand, make a darim. Unfortunately, people take these words and they means we as Jews try to look for a heter and say, oh, you know what, this person is not b'chlal misecha. You know, we have to make sure that we know the halachas clearly, as he says in Klal Ches, Halacha Hey. It could be a person who wasn't educated according to Torah law, Torah's institutions properly. It might be falling in the category of a Tinuk Shenishba. I'm not saying this from little me. Rav Pamzatzal, the Shiva of Torah Das, he already said this concept, that a person who did not have the proper upbringing, and even if he went to yeshivas, but he was pushed off and he had a bad education, he also might have a situation where he might not be called in what's called not included in the Jewish people. You can make fun of him just like this, but might be called more of a tinik shenishba. So all I'm doing is I'm encouraging people not to be a zealous in this wrong way, to be a kanoi in the wrong way, and to just jump out ahead. And when you hear somebody say something the wrong way, we have to know how to deal with it properly. Sometimes, when the Chafetz Chaim, even he says here over here, Leganoisam, sometimes if you do it in a political way, and do it, when I say political, I don't mean to get into politics. I mean you do it politely, it might be more productive. There's a lot more to talk about that, but let's begin now the actual Sefer, Shar HaZechira, Perek Aleph, Shmir Salosh and Chelek Rishon, turning the page. Shar HaZechira, Perek Aleph. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Beperek Zeh, in this Perek, Yuvoyer had ta'am, al ma hichmir ha-kosav ba'oven zeh kol kach. We will start discussing why is the Torah so machmir, so strict when it comes to this chait of Lashon Hara. Says the Sefer Shmir's Haloshin in Perek Aleph. Ksiv, it tells, says, is written in Tehillim, Perek Lamadalar, Pasuk Gimel. The famous words that we say every Shabbos, Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, Oyev yomim liras toiv, who is the man whose chavetz chayim, desires life? If you ask many times, what's the chavetz chayim's name? So people say, chavetz chayim's name, his name is Chaim. That's his last name. First name was Chofetz, last name was Chaim. Right?
Chaim would make more sense.
Chaim. Well, so, you know, that's true. But that's not his name. Yeah, his name known by the name of the Sefer. Mi'esh Chofetz Chaim. Oyev Yomim. Who loves days. Lirois Toiv. This is the key, by the way. This is the key. To see good. If we see good in days, then we will be able to be Nitzol Lashon Chameira. Why do we speak, not we, I'm not talking about anybody here once again. Why do people speak Lashon Hara? They don't see good, they see negative. But if we are seeing good, you know who saw the world as good? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I see the world as good. Vayar Lakim Ki Toiv. I heard once from Miller Zatzal, Rav Avigdor Miller, that he said that we have to look at the world, it's Hashem's world. Hashem said it's Toiv, it's good. And if we always say negative things, Hashem says, wait a minute. Hashem opens up the Chumash, is a mashal, says, I said it's good. You're saying, are you contradicting me? I don't think that's a good idea. Hashem doesn't like people in his world that don't look, it's insulting. Imagine you invite someone into your house, you have a beautiful table set, and the person says to you, you know, that's not the way I was at a table. That's very insulting. He says, and that's nice china. Where'd you get that? At the thrift store? Buy one, get three free. Right? That's very insulting. The key to not to speak Lashon Hara is in the words right here. Lirois toif, see things positively. Look things in a positive light. Whether it's dan lekav schus, judging people favorably, or look and be an optimist and be positive. Upeishu ha-mefarshim, now he's explaining this pasuk. This that the pasuk says, David HaMelech tells us, Hechavetz Chaim, one who desires life. Haynu Chaim Hanischiim, Boilam Haba. It doesn't mean Chaim here in this world, means everlasting life in the world to come. Oilam Haba. What does it mean? V'oyev Yomim Liras Toiv. He sees days. Oyev Yomim. He loves days. Leroy's tight to see good. In this world, shurak bechinas yamim legabi chaya netzach. This world is only viewed as days, in regards to the everlasting oilam haba. That's why it's called yamim, days. So what does he do? He's leroy's tight. He sees good. Ulechayro yipolim oid. The Chofetz Chaim says there's a big question here. Maza yichid lanu akosa beprat. What is it this that the pasuk says specifically? Why does David HaMelech choose to discuss, you know what? Be careful from speaking Lashon Hara. Don't we have 613 mitzvahs to be careful from? Make sure we do and don't do? We have 240 positive commandments to do and 365 negative commandments to make sure we refrain from doing. And on all of the mitzvahs, Hashem tells us in Parshas Netzavim, see, behold, I have given you before Nisati Lefanecha Hayoyim, Esa Chaim, Esa Toiv, Chaim and good, Asher Anoichi Mitzavicho Hayoyim, that I have commanded you today, L'ahavo Es Hashem Lekecho, to love Hashem your God, L'leches V'chol Derochov, to go on all of His ways, V'lishmar Mitzvoisov, and to guard his commandments, v'chukayisov mishpatov, and his chukim mishpatim. So why is David HaMelech saying, oh, there's a mitzvah, by the way, called Shmir Salashin. Guard your tongue. What about everything else?
He didn't
To learn Torah, right? Talmud Torah is not wrong, right? Very good, very good. Next paragraph. According to what we explained in the psicha of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, which is a must learn, must read, in the beginning to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, once again, we're learning the Sefer Shmir Salosh, in the beginning to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the psicha, the Chofetz Chaim elaborates and enumerates the lavin, the negative command, the yisurim a person can transgress by speaking lashon hara. The many yisurim a person can transgress. But you don't have like this, even by when it comes to the chomerdik yisurim of chas hashem lo aleinu eating bugs. One bug, a person eats one tiny little bug. It can be 4, 5, or 6 lavin. A person eats chas hashem a tiny piece of iser. It's only one lav. Let's say they call it kazayis of iser. It's one lav. A person eats one flying bug, a bug that flies, and there's a kamikaze into his food. And he eats that bug, or doesn't check his vegetables or fruits properly, whatever it might be, or food. That's 6 lavin. 6 negative commandments he transgresses. That means for each lav, there's 39 yisur, 39 lashes. Do the quick math. 6 times 39, right? So it's a lot of lashes. But the Chofetz Chaim is saying, when the person speaks lashon hara, it could even be more than that. And the person is not always eating, even the person who eats a lot, he's not always eating, but people are always talking. People are always talking, and people are always listening to what other people say. That's more common than even food. Well, not discussing that. Or Chaim Kadosh says there's still Tumtum Alei by Shaykik as well. Really? Yeah, okay. Look in the parish over there. We're not discussing.
Of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Of this,
no. Not Shmit Loshen of the food. Yeah, of the food. Awesome. Yeah. So you're not a Kabbal, so it's not an issue. Not an issue. Yeah. So, but it's still a problem. It's more rogil. It's more accustomed than any other yisurim. That's his point. You have speaking and listening on a regular basis. If a person doesn't know what the halachas are, he doesn't realize the severity of it. So what did I do wrong? So that's why he's come to discuss over here. That's why David HaMelech specifically says this pasuk: "Miha isha chavetz chayim leiv lam yom liris toiv nitzol ishen chamerira." Because of the yisurim, the tremendous amount of yisurim that come across with speaking, speaking in general, it could be bad speech. Well, let's read it. Let's read inside. He says, you don't find it by other avons in the Torah. Nochen boy the pshat hakosuv. Mashenaket miha ish. You could say nitzor and sur mira. Ki rotsa David Melech alav Hashem lirmo is lano b'derech klal. David Melech wants to tell us in a general sense. Shenishmor es atzmeinu b'ha avoynois. We have to guard ourselves from the avoynois. The bein adam lachaveira between man and man. The gam may have voinus, the bein Adam la mokin, and also the sins between Adam and Hashem. Vaklal ha voinus, the bein Adam la chaveiroi. Yoatz David Hamelech, he comes to tell us, Yoatz David Hamelech of a sholoim, la Adam ha chavetz achaim to a man who desires life, she yinsur le shoinoi meira bechol pratov. He should be, what is yinsur? He should stop. He should watch what he says. He should be careful what he says. His tongue, from Ra, in all details. It's even more than that. It's not just because a person is constantly speaking and hears as well, but he's saying the person is zohir to not speak lashon hara. Memela yezor bakol. It will come to lead him to learn be zohir, be careful all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And we'll explain furthermore how that happens. But when a person realizes that the severity of speaking lashon hara, with one word, is a tremendous iser to hurt someone's feelings, I know it's devarim. The person will realize all the mitzvahs. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. We'll stop here for today, and we'll just review in 10 seconds to realize the point that we're coming out with. The question was, why does David HaMelech here specify this one pasuk? We have all this one in this one pasuk, the mitzvahs of Shmiras HaLashon. We have 630 mitzvahs. Right now, at the point we're holding in the Sefer, he's telling us because when the person comes to be careful with Shmiras HaLoshon, when Meila says the Chafetz Chaim, he has Zarba Kol, be careful with all the mitzvahs of Torah. Thank you.